E.G. White to Physicians and Manager at Loma Linda, February 20, 1908, B-82-08. Sanitarium, California, February 20, 1908. To the Physicians and Manager at Loma Linda, California. Dear brethren, my rest has been broken during the past night. I find myself considering the best course to be pursued toward our sanitariums and schools. I have no clear light in regard to where Elder Owen should labor. There are so many places where educational talent is needed that I would not dare to specify his duty unless God should give me special light concerning it. We feel encouraged to believe that Elder Reeser has placed himself in right relation to the work, determined to labor harmoniously with his brethren. There are, in Southern California, a goodly number of men of experience. But more, you have assurance from the highest authority, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The whole of the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, which records this precious promise, is worthy of your special study. I dare not advise you in such large plans as you propose. You need to make the Lord your wisdom in these matters. I do not feel that you should plan for such large outlay of means without you have some certainty that you can meet your obligations. I would caution you against gathering a large load of indebtedness. There is the food factory to be completed and set in operation. I call your attention to this enterprise that you may not lay more plans than you can well carry out. You are men of varied talents, and you are right on the ground. The Lord will be your instructor in all matters if you will seek His counsel in faith. Study every step, and pray that the Lord may lead you. If He gives you light in this matter, then you can move with assurance. Now is the time for you to ask of the Lord wisdom, and to submit your plans to Him. It is an excellent opportunity for you to receive an individual experience. Plan wisely, move guardedly, and the Lord will certainly be your helper. I feel the deepest interest in the work at Loma Linda. The plans you suggest seem to be essential, but you need to assure yourselves that they can be safely carried. You should not make hasty moves that will involve heavy indebtedness. The work which you propose will require wise businessmen and efficient physicians. If you had the talent and means to carry such responsibilities, we would be glad to see your plans carry. But the sanitarium must be your first consideration. May the Lord give you wisdom and grace to bear these responsibilities as He would have you. This institution must have all the talent that is needed to make it a success. Clear light has been given that our educational institution should be connected with our sanitariums wherever this is possible. The work of the two institutions is to blend. I am thankful that we have a school at Loma Linda. The educational talent of competent physicians is a necessity to the school where medical missionary evangelists are to be trained for service. The students in the school are to be taught to be strict health reformers. The instructions given in regard to disease and its causes, and how to prevent disease, and the training given in the treatment of the sick will prove an invaluable education, and one that the students in all our schools should have. The blending of our schools and sanitariums will prove an advantage in many ways. Through the instruction given by the sanitarium, students will learn how to avoid forming careless, intemperate habits in eating. Let the instruction be given in simple words. We have no need to use the many expressions used by worldly physicians, which are so difficult to understand that they must be interpreted by the physicians. These long names are often used to conceal the character of the drugs being used to combat disease. We do not need these. Nature's simple remedies will aid in recovery without leaving the deadly after-effects so often felt by those who use poisonous drugs. They destroy the power of the patient to help himself. This power the patients are to be taught to exercise by learning to eat simple, healthful foods, by refusing to overload the stomach with a variety of foods at one meal. All these things should come into the education of the sick. Talk should be given showing how to preserve health, how to shun sickness, how to rest when rest is needed, There are many inventions which cost large sums of money, which it is just as well should not come into our work. They are not what our students need. Let the education given be simple in its nature. In giving us his son, the Father gave the most costly gift that heaven could bestow. This gift it is our privilege to use in our ministration to the sick. Let Christ be your dependence. Commit every case to the great healer. Let him guide in every operation. The prayer offered in sincerity and in faith will be heard. This will give confidence to the physicians and courage to the sufferer. I have been instructed that we should lead the sick in our institutions to expect large things because of the faith of the physician in the great healer, who, in the years of his earthly ministry, went through the towns and villages of the land and healed all who came to him. None were turned away. He healed them all. Let the sick realize that, although unseen, Christ is present to bring relief and healing. After his resurrection, Christ met with his disciples and for 40 days instructed them concerning their future work. On the day of his ascension, he met with the disciples in a mountain in Galilee where he had appointed them. And he said to them, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." It is the privilege of every physician and every sufferer to believe this promise. It is life to all who believe. Signed, Ellen G. White.